Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Does God allow everything that happens in your life? And if so, does He really have a purpose behind every event? Something unique which perhaps you can't see, yet conforms to His plan? Long ago, Jeremiah wrote these words which declare God's game plan for our lives. He recorded the message from God saying, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Now this appeals to us. Who doesn't want to prosper and sustain no harm? Bruce Wilkinson wrote a bestseller based on an entry in the Book of Chronicles that goes, "Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, 'Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me, and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain.' And God granted his request." But in promises as these, we often see what we want to envision, not focusing on how God brings all of this about. Life is far less than always exciting, always with good things happening. Babies are born who fight for their lives. We get laid off when we think we'll be with that company until retirement. Our plans are put on hold when a doctor says, "I think you should know you're faced with an uphill battle with cancer," or your neighbors become pains in the neck. Then your heart cries out, "Hey, God, I thought you said everything would be just great if I followed your son." While we live in an evil world, evil doesn't triumph because it is greater than God. So God uses the abrasive events and people which annoy us to soften us, to cause us to become more compassionate and tender, and to become more like His Son who suffered and bore our grief. When difficulties come, it isn't a reflection of God's weakness or His inability to control your life or His disinterest in you. He's there in times of suffering, in times of pain, in times of grief. So what do you do when you don't understand? Before I respond to that, ask yourself, did God ever promise that I would understand? And do I really need to understand, provided He does? Without murmur, uncomplaining, in His hand, "Leave whatever things thou canst not understand," wrote K.R. Hagenbach a generation ago. The late A.W. Tozier was a self-educated scholar and pastor, sometimes described as a mystic. He was a prophet who towered above his contemporaries when it came to knowing God and understanding His Word. In his book, The Divine Conquest, he wrote this, "To will the will of God is to do more than give unprotesting consent to it. It is rather to choose God's will with positive determination." As the work of God advances, the Christian finds himself free to choose whatever he will, and he gladly chooses the will of God as his highest conceivable good. Such a man has found life's highest goal. He has been played beyond the little disappointments that plagued the rest of men. End quote. God's purpose for your life, friend, includes times of walking by faith. Does that mean you only blindly stumble forward, hoping things will be okay in the end? No, because faith is living and acting in the belief that God is good, and He will honor His word no matter how you feel. That's the only way Paul could say, "In everything give thanks, for this is God's will in Christ Jesus concerning you." A closing thought. Knowing that God is still in control will deliver you from tacit fatalism, thinking whatever will be, but knowing everything in my life was allowed by a loving God to accomplish something I may never see, but will walk with the assurance He is fully in control, and that's good enough for me. Is it for you too? I'm Dr. Harold Saleh. You have just heard Guidelines.